Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will be played tonight in Anaheim, California. The starting pitcher for the National League will be a 26-year-old right-hander with the Colorado Rockies. He has remarkable statistics this year and a name that many find difficult to pronounce. I'm not going to try right now. Here's NPR's Jeff Brady with a profile from Denver.
Fans and even a few announcers have difficulty getting the name right, so let's get the pronunciation straight from the source.
Hi, my name is Ubaldo Jimenez.
When asked if it bothers him that people regularly butcher both his first and last name, Jimenez's trademark humility emerges.
I know I'm from a different country, so it's really difficult for the people to say it.
He was born in the Dominican Republic, and with each win this season, more and more people are getting his name right. So far, Jimenez has 15 wins and one loss, just two wins short of a Rockies record, and the season is only half over. Then there's his earned run average. Baseball writer Troy Rink with the Denver Post says it's amazing.
Understand that in baseball, an ERA of around 3 is considered great. You're a great pitcher if your ERA is 3. He had an ERA under 1 until the middle of June. He didn't have the bases loaded against him until June.
Jimenez has had a few hiccups since then, and his ERA is 2.2 now, still impressive.
He's capable of, in the next 4 or 5 years, of being the best pitcher in the league, which in and of itself is a huge accomplishment.
Jimenez is racking up the first, too, the first Rockies pitcher to be picked as starter for an all-star team. And there was that no-hitter back in April.
Ubaldo Jimenez has no-hit the Atlanta Braves, the first no-hitter in Rockies history.
Before last Saturday's game, music blared through the Rockies clubhouse in Denver, and fellow pitcher Aaron Cook heaped praise on Jimenez.
I mean, and you're talking about the type of pitcher who's going out there commanding the game sort of like Nolan Ryan used to do. And Nolan Ryan's a great Hall of Famer, and I don't like to throw his name around lightly, but the kind of stuff that Jimenez is doing, if he could do that for 20-plus years like Nolan Ryan did, I think you could definitely see him in the Hall of Fame.
Before the game, Cook and the other players head out to the field to have their pictures taken with fans. Hundreds wait in line, among them Teresa Ramirez, who says she's watched Jimenez mature as a pitcher since he arrived here in 2006.
This year he seems to be more relaxed, his face is more relaxed, so I think that, you know, he's starting to feel comfortable in his skin and in the idea of this is where he's supposed to be. So, you know, and he's just a very humble and sweet person, too. We're excited to have him. We're really excited to have him.
We're hoping he stays with us, yes. Retires with us, and not get traded ever.
That last voice was another fan, Julie Gabaldon. With all the attention Jimenez is receiving, you might expect him to get superstitious or stick to a pregame ritual. I asked him, and the answer is, like the man, simple and straightforward.
Well, the day before, I turned off my phone so I don't talk to anyone.
Jimenez says he doesn't want any negative thoughts entering his head as he goes to sleep the night before a game. And the All-Star game tonight is a big one for him that he says he feels honored to participate in. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.